next. And in fact, I'm already there. So I'm going to show you, and I need to introduce you to a completely new operating system that's going to change everything about how we work. So, introducing Vibe OS, okay? It's the world's first completely hallucinated operating system. All right, and I'm going to show it to you right now. So, firstly, it is a real operating system. I can boot it. It's a VHDX file here, about 1.3 gigabytes. Could probably make it smaller, I didn't bother. I could boot it on bare metal, but I'm not going to. Going to boot it in Hyper-V. And so you will see that boot up nice and fast. It's very efficient. And when that comes up, you'll see it's got a beautiful user interface that allows our user to be highly productive. Okay, so here we go. We're ready to get started with that. It's a bit hard to see there, so let's just switch to a full screen view. And we're going to start by running a few of the applications that are built in here. So we'll get some of the classics going. So we'll have Notepad, we'll have Calculator, we'll have Internet Explorer. And the thing that's unique here, the thing that you will never have seen before, is that in these applications, there is no code at all. Everything in all these applications is being hallucinated in real time by the AI. So there's no buttons, there's no event handlers, there's no logic to say what to do, but the application works. So if I do 5 divided by 3 and then equals, if I can find that, it's up there this time, it's 1.6. Okay, so it works, right? But I didn't write any code and neither did AI. There's no AI written code either. It's just producing UI exclusively with nothing behind it. And we've got Internet Explorer here. Unlike the boring operating systems that you use today, this solves one of the big problems that people have, right? People are always wondering when they're on their internet, is it AI or not? But in Vibe OS, you don't have that problem. There's no question to be answered because the answer is always yes. Everything is AI. So if I want to, I can go to, I don't know, let's see if we can find whether Scott Hanselman has a Wikipedia page, shall we? So I'm going to go to google.com here, and let's do a search for Hanselman Wikipedia, and we'll do a Google search there. And I don't need to remind you this, but all of the content you're seeing is completely hallucinated, right? So it's just coming directly out of the model, and the UI is being updated in real time as we go. And here's a beautiful picture of Scott Hanselman. I'm not sure about that one. All right, but it goes further, right? We're not limited to these built-in applications. We can search for any app that we want. And everyone always does like to do app demos. So anything that I search for, I'm going to find. And it will just be created for me on the fly. All right? So let's see what else we could find in here. Let's go for one of the classics, Encarta 98. Everyone loves that one. But it's all about Mark Rusinovich. All right? And so we can get a fully customized version of Encarta 98 on whatever subject we're interested in. All right? So lots of facts and figures about Mark here. Let's see. Selected facts. Rusinovich has a talent for turning internals into folklore. Great. I assume that's true. I don't know. All right? And other applications that you would want, but normally it's too difficult to make, so like Commander XE, but it's always rude to you, all right? So that's the sort of application that I think is a genius idea, but it's difficult to get someone to implement something like that. So let's see what we've got on this machine here. And obviously this is always different every time. Okay, there's something suspicious. Let's see if we can run bash in here. What's it got to say to us? Bash, you are somehow offended. Okay, fine, all right. So you get the idea, right? This is a pretty revolutionary way to do computing because we don't need to write any code for any of our applications anymore. Are there any software you would like to try out within Vibe OS? Anything you can think of?
Microsoft Money 95.
Money 95.
Yeah. Civilization peaked at Microsoft Money 95.
Money 95.
Oh, but Scott Hanselman has a lot of money.
Oh, but for... Scott Hanselman.
Yeah, you can say Scoot okay. As well. That's totally fine.
All right. So let's see what money Scott had in 1995. Okay, let's see.
Okay, and this is
Scott's checking account.
What model is in the back end of this?
Oh, dear Scott. It's been a tough month for you, I guess.
Where are the tacos?
There we go.
That is amazing.
All right.
Okay.
So.
All right. I want to see paint with a drawing of Scott on it.
Paint with a drawing of Scott.
I'm an owl, though.
Let's do paint.
Before your haircut.
But with pre-installed.
Okay.
And so.
And you've got, this is Copilot SDK that's doing this.
This is using Copilot SDK, believe it or not, behind the scenes. I can show you a little bit about how it works if you want. So it says it's got a very normal picture of Scott Hanselman for some reason. I don't know what it means by very normal. Okay, there's a normal picture of Scott Hanselman.
That's your cage.
That's my cage? That's the cage you keep me in. Okay, this is insane. Wow. Okay. Could it? This is Vibe OS. Can it have nested OSs? How many OSs deep can we go? Can you simulate like an Altair 8080?
Sure.
That's like a terminal emulator. So I need a terminal emulator
that's going and
shushing into a Altair.
Totally. So we can get an iOS simulator in there. We can. What else could we have? We could have.
This may be the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. All right. So what have we got? Oh, it's difficult to see on this screen size, but yes, we got a fully functional version.
Right, and I love that it uses the appropriate Windows CE buttons that you are likely to see in an iPhone. Yeah, it's very, very legitimate. So, okay, so did he write this from scratch, or did he, he's vibing vibes?
My mind is blown by this.
I know, I told you it'd be fun. You have questions, please.
Yeah.
You have 3 minutes.
Define hallucination.
I'm sorry. I can't
define hallucination. You call this a hallucinated operating system, right? It's hallucinating everything.
Are the sound people able to make the sound come this way?
Oh, sorry.
As well? I really can't.
Louder? Can you hear this?
Not really.
He says, define hallucination for you.
Define hallucination. Okay. So basically, all right, let me show you the code. All right. So behind the scenes, what we've got is...